Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life, in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hello, hello, Abundant Soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. Today, we have a special, amazing guest. And I was telling her right before I hit the record button, we gotta make sure consciously we are speaking English so our audience can enjoy this and understand this, because we are both with Czech background. So it's really beautiful, really amazing. I'm very honored because Kateřina is also my one-on-one client. So it's like so much fun to be bringing this in here. And today we are going to be speaking about something much more specific. I'm normally in like general, more broader topic. And I'm excited about this because we will be talking about architecture. And I'm very, very eager to dive in deeper because Kateřina owns her own architecture business and she is doing it in such a beautiful, mindful way. The way I like it. So we're going to be bringing you so many tips and advices for those who are listening. If you're like, well, I'm not an architect and you're tuning out, please don't, because she is truly approaching her life and her business in such a holistic way that I know you will be learning so much. So Kateřina, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Petya. This is just such an honor to be on your podcast.
Absolutely. And like I said, like it's a little bit more specific and unique. Mm-hmm. I am curious, and I know our listeners will be too. Why did you choose architecture? To me, it seems like so much work. And me and geometry, we never been friends. Mm-hmm. So, you know, women in architecture, it feels like, and this is going to sound bad, I don't mean it that way, mm-hmm. but like unnatural. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For feminine, it's easier like to be in the flow state and seeing you, how amazing you are, really handling the masculine that is architecture with the feminine, which is the meditation and mindfulness and crystals. I love how you're blending that, but what really called you to be an architect in the first place?
Well, that's a great question. And to talk about the masculine energy of architecture too, just to say, I've gotten a lot of comments in the past where, oh, you don't look like an architect. Because you typically think of it's a man, he's older, he's wearing all black, and that's it. And then I come in with my pink, I have pink, you know, business cards and everything. So it definitely, I'm not your typical, I guess, you know, architect that you would think. But to back up my story on how I wanted to become an architect is when I was about 10, 11 years old, we moved from New Hampshire to California. So originally I was born in the Czech Republic. We moved to the United States when I was 5 years old, and we kind of lived around the United States. When we moved to California, we moved to a new town, a new suburb that was being built at the time. And in my elementary school, I was in the fifth grade. We had the team of planners come to our school to tell us about how they were designing our town, why they put the schools, where they put them, why they put the grocery store, you know, how they designed all of that. And there was one woman on the team. And that kind of planted the seed for me of like, oh, what is this? And so then a few years, so like fifth grade, so sixth grade, I was in English class. And English just wasn't really my favorite. We were reading some poem. I'm not into poetry. And so we were reading a poem about a guy in his house. And I decided to draw the inside of his home. He was sitting in his sofa. And I decided to draw the shelving, what the cabin, it was like a snowy cabin. It was probably like a Jack Frost poem. And so I decided to draw everything inside. And I'm like, this is so fun. Like I'm creating a home. So I went and got a lot of graph paper and I started drawing my dream homes. And of course, you know, at that age, my dream home had a bowling alley. big swimming pool, big movie theater. I had the biggest room. I mean, it's just every child's dream. Those were my homes. And that really sparked my interest in architecture. And of course, growing up between the Czech Republic and the US, my family traveled a lot. We traveled around the world as well. And being immersed in architecture and the different cultures really helped cultivate that interest into university. And then I went to the university in Illinois, so Illinois Institute of Technology in Chicago. And I studied there for 5 years before being too cold and moving back to California. Yeah, it was too cold. So I moved back to California and I started working at a firm in a local coastal town called Laguna Beach. And there I got my architecture license. So architecture, it's to get your license, it's 7 exams in the state of California. And the exams, it's a lot. Passing rates are about 50% average per exam. So it's a grueling process, but I persevered. And I made my dream come true last year when I incorporated and started my own architecture firm. And I was working for another architect at the time. And I ended up actually getting let go last May. And that fully transitioned me into having my own firm.
I love that. And, you know, going back to the Chicago, my cousin lives there. He's from Czechia. And I'm like, I am never going to visit you in winter. I was there only like one time and it was like, I think it was like early summer. So it was beautiful, like everything blooming and green. But I'm like, it's crazy. Like, I'm not going to go from Czech Republic to Chicago. Like, I could have stayed there, you know. I completely understand why California would call your heart. My husband is from there and we're actually going there tomorrow. So we are there very often. And I love the story. And I really love that you have followed your curiosity and you let it unfold. I feel like so very often we don't allow ourselves to do that. We are told like, oh, do something more steady, do something easier. We get into our heads and listen to other people. So I'm really inspired by you that you like never let go of that dream and you followed it. And it's so beautiful that it guided you like step by step into where you are. And I know that you are now helping other architects to start their own company. Why is that important to you? Like, why do you even care what other people are doing? Why aren't you like with your head in your papers, you know, with your pencils? Why do you care so deeply about others and starting their own companies?
Because so many people helped me when I was starting my company. It's when you think about entrepreneurship, and it doesn't have to be just architecture firm. When you think about entrepreneurship, and if you don't have a, you know, like a partner with you on it business-wise, it can feel really lonely. And I felt the complete opposite. There were other architects I reached out to. I found a mentor who's another architect who has an architecture firm that is similar to how I want to work. And I surrounded myself with these people. You know, I was DMing random architects on Instagram as well. These questions, how did you get started? And just asking all of these questions. And by doing so, that made me feel less alone. And so many people helped me build my architecture firm. And that's why now I want to give back. And I want to help others have their own architecture firm and have their dream come true. Because entrepreneurship is a daunting thing, like just thinking about starting your own firm, where to start. And so that's why I've created this source where it's kind of a one place you can go to. I answer all of the questions. I share stories about when I was going through starting my own company, the lessons I learned, so that you have this one source to go to rather than doing what I did, which was talking to multiple people, Googling things. You know, sometimes it was dead ends or outdated information. And so that's why I wanted to create this guide is to help future architects or architects who are thinking about starting their own architecture firm. And it doesn't matter if they're thinking about starting tomorrow or in a year. There is so many ways that you can get started without incorporating or thinking of, you know, the whole business side. There's things, steps you can do right now, even if you're a few years out from starting your own architecture firm.
That's brilliant. And I love that because like you said, like when I started my own entrepreneur journey, I kind of like fell in it. I never planned it. At least you plan to be an architect. You went to school, you planned the business. For me, I was in a corporate, you know, and I was an immigrant. So I came here to, you know, do my degrees, to do my school. Then I was working and I was fired from my corporate job. And I'm like, well, now what? And back then I had social media marketing agency, just a couple clients. And I was personal trainer on the side. So I just kind of fell into it. Then I had to find the hard way. What is not working? Asking a million people, feeling like ashamed, you know, like you should have figured it out. You should have known better. And so I really love that you are just really paying it forward and helping people to have an easier way. And I feel like that's what true mentorship is, to work with people who have done it, who have persevered, and who find out the easier way. Because of course, if you want to be a business owner, if you want to be an architect, if you want to be a healer, if you want to be coach, whatever you desire to be, can you do that on your own? Of course you can. Is it going to be a little bit longer? Is it going to be a little bit more painful? Is it, and honestly, it's going to be probably more costly, because you're just trying on your own to figure it out how to do what. So I really love that you put together the ebook, the book that now you are sharing. Well, you will be sharing very, very soon, in a few days, with the world. It's still being birthed. It's in a birthing process. It's in a birthing canal coming out soon. And I love that, because imagine that you can go to one place, to one source, to really understand what can be the next steps. And I love that, like you said, it can be daunting to have your own company, to say like, hey, it doesn't matter if you're 3 years out or if you're 3 days out to jumping fully in, there are steps you can be taking. So I'm really curious, what were the most important steps at the beginning of your journey that you have taken that built that foundation, the steady foundation you're on now?
So first is having a plan. So although, you know, yes, my story is I was let go, I did have a plan before all of that happened, which was I incorporated in February of 2023. And the plan was that I would work moonlight, essentially. So work while I was at my previous employer, I would work for him. And then on the weekends on the side, I would start to build some clientele, get a few little projects, move into part-time because some of my projects were already coming to an end at my previous firm. And then by the end of the year, my goal was to fully work for myself. So having that plan, even though it didn't go according to plan, having some sort of guide to help you. What is your plan exactly? Are you thinking about starting, you know, tomorrow or in 3 years? Do you need to finish your architecture exams? You know, what is the process? Also thinking about finances, that's a huge thing. So having some sort of plan, and I'm a huge planner. I color code. I'm very organized. So I'm a big, big planner, but having that plan laid out for you and thinking about it in even 1 year, 3 year, 5 year parts, where do you see yourself? And even by writing that down, it helps you manifest it because you start to visualize it. So that's really something huge that I encourage anyone starting their own company, whether or not it's an architecture firm or any entrepreneurship journey. Think of a plan. Your plan will change. It'll be, you know, things will happen. There will be detours, but having some sort of roadmap for you is really helpful and essential. So that's one of the biggest things I would say you need when starting your own architecture firm.
That's amazing. And I love that, because that's something that everyone can have. And the thing is that, you know, like I am not a huge planner myself. Like I am, and you know, like I also like, I love being organized. I love knowing where is what, and you know, like things like that. It brings ease, because then I don't go crazy. Where is what? What do I have to do? When do I do what? I live by my calendar. What's not in my calendar will never happen.
Yeah.
And like having a baby now, and we talk about it right before we hit the record button. Thank you so much for your patience, because we had to postpone for an hour our interview because Sophia had different plans, and she's 7 months today. It's just a different plan and different life. However, writing down the plans, writing down the visions, writing down the desires brings you more confidence. And like you said, it brings in things in faster speed, because your conscious and subconscious will start to focus on those things and bringing them in. Now, I also want to dive a little bit deeper into this, because you're saying like, I'm very organized, I'm very plan oriented, but there is this like little woo-woo side of you. And I love that, you know, because it's like, you're speaking about plan to start architecture, you know, business, but you infuse it with manifesting and visualizing. Okay, tell me a little bit more. How is mindfulness and spirituality influencing your life, your business, and why do you bring both? Why is not just this analytical, strategical, unlike, untypical looking, you know?
The masculine energy, right?
Yes.
That you think of architecture. I want to bring the feminine side in as well, thinking about gratitude lists and really reflecting, because again, it's not just for starting your own architecture firm, it's any entrepreneurship journey. There's a lot of challenges, and having that moment to reflect and think about like your grat. So I have a gratitude list in the ebook at every chapter, because I think coming back to yourself, your reasoning, your why, that taps into that feminine energy as well. And, you know, thinking architecture is a very creative field, right? There is a lot of design, and that's where, again, that feminine energy comes in. But kind of coming back to, and I love crystals, like I'm holding a crystal right now to help with the conversation.
Girl, like, you see, like,
See?
I'm not going to hurt anyone, but, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Crystals ever, I get it.
I mean, it works for me. It's something I believe in. I believe in the universe. And like, for example, coming to the crystals, there's a specific crystal I take with me when I go to meet with a potential client. It's a green, it's a green Aventurine,
I
I
have
think.
that one,
Yeah, you
yeah.
have that. So it's supposed to be for like good luck and fortune. So I always just slip it into my purse. Nobody knows, but I know. And I slip it into my purse because I think about it bringing me good luck to these potential client meetings. And, you know, if you believe in it or you don't, for me, it works. It's kind of like a placebo effect too, just knowing that I have it with me. And so these mindfulness things, I've been incorporating that into my career, into my, even when I was studying for my architecture exams, because it is also like a very masculine profession, right? Architecture. So it's bringing any sort of feminine energy into it, and especially meditation. I have been meditating since, I want to say, 2017, and it's become such a huge daily practice for me, because as an architect, the days are very stressful. You are dealing with clients, you are dealing with, you know, high budgets, tough deadlines, and all of that. And so by being able to center myself every morning and kind of just tap into whatever I need to be called for, I like to use Insight Timer for meditations, whatever it is that day that I need, I like to listen into that meditation. And that just really centers me and grounds me. And I think that's also going back to the masculine energy of architecture. I want to balance it with feminine energy, have a little bit of both, you know? And so that's kind of why I also think about it mindfully, especially because of burnout. You know, that's such a hot topic, especially thinking about mental health of architects. When we're in architecture school, all-nighters are a huge part of the culture of everybody. It's almost like a badge of honor that you stayed up all night, multiple nights in a row. I did not do that because I cannot function and after staying up all night. And so even, I guess, thinking about it from architecture school, I've always been understanding, listening to my body and not allowing myself to burn out. And I want to take that into starting your own company, because one of the things I noticed when I first started working for myself is there's no differentiation now, because I work from home, of when my workday would start and when my workday would end. And so now I'm starting to put these rituals into my day, like meditation. That's kind of the start of, I like to do it. I like to work a little bit, have breakfast, and then meditate. And that's kind of allows the flow, the creative flow, and it allows me to not burn out at the end of the day. And like I said, having your own company, it's a lot. And so being able to tap into these feminine energy elements, that allows me to stay grounded and, you know, be there for my clients and not burn out and burn the candle at both ends, especially.
I love that. Like I said, I love how you're really incorporating both and you're showing a different way how to do things. So I'm really excited. I'm so excited for you really being the embodiment of possibilities of how can life business be done differently, especially like really breaking the old paradigms of what architects should look like. You're like, look at me with my pink business card and pink headset, you know? It's so beautiful and so unique. And I so vibe with the breaking the old paradigm. So Katarzyna, for those who want to get their hands on the ebook, where they can find it. And even if they're like, well, I'm not there yet to get the book, but they really want to connect with you, what are the best places to be connecting?
So I'm most active on my Instagram at From the Honeycomb Podcast. And then the ebook officially launches March 27th. So in just a few days. And you can find the ebook on my website, kbarchitectinc.com. And really, I'll be promoting it a lot on my Instagram. That's really the best way to reach me. If you have any questions, you can email me, katarina@kbarchitectinc.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. And I want to be that source for other architectural entrepreneurs. So feel free to reach out to me with questions. I'm here. I've been through it. I know what it's like, and I want to help you.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for breaking the old cycles, the old paradigms, bringing something new, refreshing, beautiful, and making life of architects so much easier. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. And leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us, what do you want to hear more of? It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.